Good morning. It is Monday. Everybody ready for Monday? It's May the 4th in the year of our Lord, 2026. Guess what? May the 4th. Some people call that Star Wars Day, as in, may the 4th be with you. But you know what I call it? I call it Chris Tomlin's birthday, one of our favorite sponsors and contributors on the Wake Up Call. And Chris, I know you're out there listening, and I know right where you're sitting in Franklin, Tennessee today, and just know how much I love you and we love you and how proud we are of you for all you've done and all you're doing to lead the church of our time in the worship of God. Thank you for all your service to God's kingdom. And may the 4th be with you. May the 4th. You know what tomorrow is? Yes. This tomorrow is the day. This is the day we've been training for. May the 5th, Cinco de Mayo, happening on Taco Tuesday. Okay, we'll just save some of that celebration for tomorrow. But guys, it's Monday. It's going to be a great week. I'm in Savannah, Georgia all week and speaking in a few churches. I'm working to get that information in the PS and the email today. It's going to be a great week. Let's dive straight in. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you, and we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today's entry is entitled On Shifting the Center of Gravity in Your Life. Our text is Ephesians 4, verse 30. We're coming down to single verses here. Hear now the word of the Lord. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which you were marked with a seal for the day of redemption. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Gravity works. It just does. Sin holds an unfortunate gravity in our lives. It is the condition into which we are born, and without the intervention of the grace of God, it will be the condition we take to our graves. The gospel of Jesus Christ saves us from the penalty of sin, which is death, and eternal death at that. And though we are saved from the penalty of sin, without our active participation in the grace of God, we will continue to be caught in its gravity. Though sin no longer has power, we continue to grant it power by remaining in the gravitational pull of its orbit. Now, though sin is an unfortunate reality in our lives, it needs no longer be the defining reality. The gospel of Jesus Christ not only delivers us from the penalty of sin, but from its power. For this to be realized, we will need a new center of gravity. If sin is no longer the center of gravity, then what is? Thanks for asking. The new center of gravity is the grace, love, and power of God in our lives. This has been Paul's point from the third verse onward, when he said, "All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms, because we are united with Christ." Ephesians 1:3. After 10 verses of describing the new gravity, Paul says this: "In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit." That's verse 13 of chapter 1. In our present text, Paul remembers this point and makes a sobering admonition: "And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which you were marked with a seal for the day of redemption." We grieve the Holy Spirit when we allow ourselves to be held in sin's gravity. We grieve the Holy Spirit when we continue to live as though nothing has changed. We grieve the Holy Spirit when we deny the power of God in our everyday lives. The great obstacle in the way of the gospel today is not the unbelieving world. It is the nominal church. It is the millions of Christians who claim the name but have no game. It's hard to imagine the grief the Holy Spirit must feel almost constantly as a consequence. What would it mean to bring joy to the Holy Spirit? It would begin with a recognition of the new possibilities that grace affords. If sin has indeed lost its power, we must no longer allow sin to frame the battle. Once we have been saved from sin, we must begin to ask a new question: what have we been saved for? We have been saved for the profound love of God to flourish and bear much fruit in our lives for the glory of God and the good of others, and even the gain of us. We have been saved for a life filled with all the fullness of God. We have been saved for the kind of life that is so powerful and so good and so beautiful that it would have never occurred to us to conceive of as even possible. And the truth? What was once impossible has now become gloriously possible. Remember how Paul put it in verse 10 of chapter 2? Here we go. "For we are God's masterpiece." His workmanship is the word. Poema is the Greek term. You recognize the word poem, for we are God's poetry. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. So how do we realize and actualize this shifting of the center of gravity in our lives from the problem of sin to the possibilities of the Spirit of God? It will not happen alone. We must band together with a few other believers. I know many of you are doing this while many more struggle to find a way. It's okay. Seabed, we're working on this. We're working on some things to help you with this. Don't give up. You see, the Holy Spirit is also the author of the Greek word koinonia, which means fellowship. We must welcome the Holy Spirit to bring koinonia into our lives. It's that way of being joined to other believers. I hope you're not getting upset with me for pushing on this banding together theme. I believe it with all my heart. I know it's true. The Bible says it, but I believe it also because I've experienced it. I've kind of lived in that isolated place before where you're just trying harder. And you're, you know, what's the old saying? If the devil can't make you bad, he'll make you busy. And if he can't make you busy, he'll just get you off by yourself. And it's a lost cause so often from there. Just loves to neutralize the possibility that a person who follows Jesus can be in the world. Well, let's pray. Maybe we'll talk a little more. Father, we want to thank you for your son, Jesus, who is the new and living way. And thank you for the way the Holy Spirit, who has sealed us in this way and who order our steps if we let him. Would you just kind of make us aware of the seal of the Spirit in our lives today? Would you awaken us to what you've done, the feature sets you have turned on in our spirit, in our heart, our mind, our physical bodies? We just don't get it, I think, a lot of the times. We say yes, but we've never really delved in beneath the surface. Would you awaken us, actualize the person, the power, the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives? We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. Got a few journal prompts today. Have you ever asked God to attune your spirit to the seal of the Holy Spirit in your life? I mean, today will be a good day to start. And number two, how do you relate to the gravity illustration in today's reflection? And the idea of shifting the center of gravity in your life. Man, I'd like to talk about that more. In other places, I've talked about the gravity of earth and the gravity of heaven. And that really salvation is when the Holy Spirit brings the reality of Jesus into our life, and all of a sudden we're no longer bound by the gravity of earth. We're being pulled by the gravity of heaven. You know, earth and everything about it's pulling us down. It's pulling us actually under the earth into a grave. But the gravity of heaven is so strong that it's pulling us up. It's lifting us up into heavenly places while on earth. And so much so that when we actually do stop breathing and die, and they put us in the ground, the gravity of the earth cannot hold us there, just like it couldn't hold Jesus. Because Jesus is in us, the gravity of earth can't hold us. We will rise. In fact, we've already risen. It's why Jesus says, I'm the resurrection and the life. If you, whoever lives, whoever believes in me, though they die, yet shall they live. And whoever lives and believes in me, says, will never die. It'll be like you didn't even die. You will just cross over. Just be encouraged if you've lost somebody lately. They're not dead. And somebody that was following Jesus and you lost them? Nope, you didn't lose them. They just crossed over. They're more alive now than you are, than we are. Be encouraged by that. And if you're right there at the gates, if you're right there at the end of your own life, be encouraged today. It's not about to end. Your faith's in Jesus. You're about to go, like, I want to say 10x, but no, I want to say infinity x, eternal x, 1,000 times more. Be encouraged. The best is coming. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be sad for us that you leave behind, but not for long in the scheme of things. We're coming. And that's what we're doing, gang. That's what we're doing on this earth right now. We're walking each other home. Last journal prompt. Think of a situation where you have grieved the Spirit of God in your life. And if you can think of it, you're probably carrying it too much. Just say, Lord, I just want to confess it once and for all, be done with it. Just receive your forgiveness, cleanse me, let's move on. But it's good to kind of be able to recognize when it's happening. You're grieving the Spirit of God when we're kind of just willfully or woefully just turning from Jesus in some maybe slight way, maybe a bold way. But then I want to you to think of a time and a situation where you have joyed, you've given joy to the Spirit of God in your life. That's what we want more of. We want to recognize when we're turning away, and we want to feel when we're bringing the joy even to the Spirit of God for following Jesus. All right, well, Dad's here with me today. We're going to sing a good song together. So here we go. All right, everybody. Who's ready to sing today?
I am.
Dad, you got a new hat on today.
I just found it right here.
So, he's got his seedbed hat on. That fits you well.
It does.
That is a farmer's hat right there. And people are going to say, how can I get one of those hats? And I'm sad to say that we're a sewing company, but we don't have any ready to sew. So I'm working on that, guys. Pray for us that we'll get our stuff together and start selling hats and more T-shirts. And because it's just, you're going to wear a T-shirt, you're going to wear a hat, you might as well wear a seedbed hat. And I want to get some wake-up call hats. I want to get some hats, Dad, that say, wake up, just in bold letters. Wouldn't that be fun to wear around? People would ask you about it. They say, what's that hat about? What would you say?
Wake up to Jesus.
That's exactly what you would say. Because that's what we do here. We help you wake up to Jesus every day. Now, we're going to sing today. Let's hear what we're singing.
We're going to sing, Oh Love That Will Not Let Me Go.
And we're going to sing verses 1 and 4. I'll pitch it. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Oh Love That Will Not Let Me Go, I rest my weary soul to Thee. I give Thee back the life I owe. That in Thine ocean depths its flow may richer, fuller be.
Let's do verse 3.
O joy that seekest not the pain, I cannot close my heart to Thee. I trace the rainbow through the rain and feel the promises not vain that morn shall taintless be.
Last verse.
O cross that liftest up my head, I learn not to climb my bee. I lay in dust and glory dead, and from the ground there blossoms red. life that shall endless be.
All right.
So good. So good. Well, gang, it's Monday. It's going to be a good day out on the fields. And I want to remind you, we don't often do this, but there's a couple of times a year when we do, this is one of those times, we have a harvest campaign in the fall. Because you harvest in the fall, what do you do in the spring?
Plant.
You plant. This is the sowing campaign. And we're inviting anybody who senses the Lord's invitation to sponsor a day of the wake-up call. And you can click on the link in the email today, and it'll take you to the place where, you know, people help us do this by giving. Because we don't charge any money for this. And would you like to give to the wake-up call, Dad?
Gladly.
We have a new sponsor right here. I bet we might can get maybe another a couple of days out of him.
But my gift is my singing.
He sponsors every day with his singing. Praise God for that. Well, it's time to hit the fields and sow for awakening. So let's go. Thanks for being with us today. And Dad, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
For the awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
And I'm David Walt.
And we'll see you
on the field.